You could have just walked up there and been like, yeah, this thing of margarine's buy one, get one at Publix. Oh, okay. Hey, this pack of beer is buy one, get one at Publix. Hey, this pack is buy one, get five at Publix. Oh, okay.
Hello. Greetings. I am the monitor of Installation 04. I am 343 Guilty Spark. You're listening to Rage Quit Radio. Save their heads. Dispose of the rest.
Shiite Muslim, gonna die.
You gotta oh my god. Me, man. Dude, attack. Oh my god. You're gonna die, so you might as well kill one of them.
Welcome to Rage Quit Radio.
I might be.
Why the heck am I lagging?
Oh no.
Has joined the channel.
Are you kidding me? Thank you.
Okay.
Come on. Wait, come on.
I really hate you.
What the f*** is with this guy?
Prowler has joined the channel.
Oh, why'd you guys leave me? God, no!
Negative Apex has joined the channel.
Oh my, what the f***? What is Sona doing?
Go.
Kill him.
Oh, I'm gonna miss the edge.
You guys suck balls, man.
Hey, guys, and welcome to Rage Quit Radio. For tonight, we got a couple cool things to talk about. Destiny's first expansion. How video games are broken, and that is the norm these days. We're talking about a little bit about Evolve, Mini DayZ, Far Cry, and Dragon Age Inquisition. So I'm joined tonight by your usual host, Lance and Ian. So what's up, guys?
Hi.
Yeah, I mentioned that he's dying of the black lung.
Oh, yeah. Lance has the black lung. That's why I'm hosting.
I'm pretty sure I've thrown up my lung quite a few times already.
You just like shove it back in there.
Yeah,
I've had. Do you wash it off, or do you just? does it just like you wash it off and put
it back
in, or
just at least you don't cough it up? That it would be an awkward conversation to have. Oh, well, that's a little disgusting. I think I'm gonna go die now.
I'm like sitting right in the middle of a conversation with somebody, and my lung just kind of comes out all slow, like. Ever seen that episode of South Park where the crap comes out of their mouth? That's what I think of.
Dude, that episode was so disgusting. So awful. God, and now you just reminded me of the Family Guy episode where Brian like breaks Stewie's time machine and reverses time. And they're like sucking all of the puke in the mouth. And then they puke into each other's mouths. And it's just...
Yes, I remember that.
Oh, my God. It's so disgusting.
I'm like, I couldn't stop it.
It's like, oh God.
Oh man, that was a good episode though.
Yeah, it was horrifying.
It was terrible.
Horrifying.
Oh man.
So games, right?
So games. Nah, just talk about TV shows. That's what we're all about, right?
Cool.
We could make a spinoff of Rage Quit Radio.
Rage Quit TV.
Rage Quit TV.
Rage Quit TV.
Why I hate this TV show.
Oh, I would be really good at that, Ian.
I don't watch TV, so.
I don't watch TV. I watch TV shows, but I watch it on my computer.
Do any of us actually?
Like,
are we
like
the new? Is this like the generation that doesn't have TVs? Because I have
cable. I don't watch it. Don't use it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I don't have cable.
I have a TV, but if I'm using it, I'll have like my computer hooked up to the TV to like stream stuff onto the TV.
Yeah.
So just to have a bigger monitor.
Yeah. And I like have to have cable because I have Comcast. I can't. If I were to get my internet speed without cable, it'd be like $140.
Yeah, it's kind of ridiculous. They make you package everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just cheap. I have Vital, and I kind of do the same thing. I plug it up to my TV.
Yeah,
it's almost like having TV.
And I'm too cheap to even do that. I'm like leeching Netflix off of somebody else,
And
that's
otherwise,
always awkward because when you go to their list, you're like, what? Who watched that? What the heck?
Who's been watching the gay and poor section?
There is a section on there that is for gays and lesbians.
Yeah, I know. So it's like, ooh, somebody's got an identity crisis.
They should have a furry section.
Oh yeah, they should.
Yeah, they probably will.
I don't even know what the term would be. It's not racist. It's fetishish. Fetishish.
Kinky.
It's fetishish. Not to have a furry section, but have a gay and lesbian section.
Wow. We should move on before we get in deep crap. Okay. Yeah, video games.
Anyways, our first topic is Destiny's first expansion, which is The Dark Below.
Where they keep Destiny servers.
I'm sorry, I didn't know Destiny had servers.
No, that's the point of this expansion. You're supposed to go find them in the dark below.
In the dark below. There you go.
Find out that what they use to keep it cool is just like a tiny little fan.
I'm actually kind of excited though.
There's not a lot of content.
There is a decent amount, and I can't remember if it was Polygon or somebody else had a really good analogy. It was like Destiny expansion looks great and awful at the same time, kind of like Destiny. Right. It looks really good. It looks really bad.
What was it?
We're getting what? We're getting a one strike, I believe. If you're PlayStation, you get one new raid and a few storyline missions and a trio, it says, of new multiplayer maps. Pantheon, Skyshock, and the Cauldron.
Showing up?
Yeah, that is... I'm sorry. If you're going to buy the expansion, you're paying $20 for the Dark Blow, or you're going to pay... Now, don't quote me on this. I think it's 30, right? For the Dark Blow and the House of Wolves.
So you're saving $5.
You're saving $10.
You are?
If it's going to be $20 just for the one, or you're going to pay 30 for the two.
Oh.
So you'd be saving 10 if the next one, the House of Wolves, is the same price. But anyways, I don't think that's worth $20, dude. Or 30.
I was going to say, the content, this is called an expansion, not just, added DLC, right?
Yeah, like, this is an expansion. This is the Dark Below expansion. You get a raid and a strike.
That doesn't really make a whole lot of sense to me, because if you're calling something an expansion, you should be getting a whole slew of content.
Yeah, and like I was expecting when they announced expansions for Destiny, like I was expecting, oh, we're gonna get a new planet.
Yeah,
that's
what
I was expecting. I was like, oh, we're gonna get a new planet. There's gonna be like one or two strikes, a raid, a bunch of new,
That's kind
of
like what Tor did.
I mean, what do you think, Ian? Because honestly, you've played the most out of both. You and me, you've played a ton of Destiny.
I'm happy they're coming out multiplayer maps. If you look up like how much Halo 3 multiplayer packs were, it was about $10 for three maps. Some of them were five. But most of the trending map packs for multiplayer in Halo have been $10. And I know this is 20. At least you kind of get more than just multiplayer maps. I mean, there's going to be a lot of items. I'm pretty sure they're adding more events. You're going to have to get all regeared again, so that gives you more of a incentive to keep playing the game. And the fact that the strike and raid all kind of tie together with the story, instead of just being like, here you go. There you go. That's
right.
It. It's just kind of random. And it's a throwback to like a mission in the storyline that you had one time, and they mentioned, spoiler alert, how powerful Crota was, and you never heard about it again.
Right.
And see, now they're bringing that back up, saying, oh, hey, he is this bad, scary dude. So I'm excited, but $20 is kind of a lot.
Yeah, I mean, I think the content that they're going to add is cool. I do like the raid being, you know, like the first raid was kind of tied to the storyline too. I don't think it was tied in as heavily as this one's going to be. So, I mean, it does look good, but I just don't think it's like, I don't think it's worth $20. I think that's pretty steep.
But you should get everybody a discount considering we didn't get that much in the regular game.
I was going to say real quick, just, I mean, at least, if there's anything to take from this, at least Bungie is putting out content quickly, considering the game just came out. Like, everyone was worried that there wouldn't be enough to do. Like, at least they're putting the effort in to get stuff out available to the consumers.
I think the House of Wolves comes out
January. January or February.
Yeah. They may have changed it, but that's the last time we heard about it was January, February.
Yeah, so that's like a month and a half, 2 months between this one and the next one. So, I mean, and that fact is pretty good. Kind of going back to what we were talking about when we first started talking about Destiny, a lot of people may not know. You know, some of the people may be not be experiencing this problem, but something that's been happening for, Ian, how long would you say was
the update? When the Iron Banner started.
And how long was that? That was about 2 weeks ago now?
No. Iron Banner was going on for 4 days, five.
Okay, so about, so almost a week, I guess. It'll be a week by the time the show airs. A lot of people have been having really bad connection issues. I know, Ian, you can barely play the game because all you do is get kicked off the game. I know somebody else, one of my other friends that plays it, that they can't play it right now because they keep getting kicked off. Something's going on with the networking or something that happened to do that was implemented in that patch, because a whole bunch of people have started having issues connecting to Bungie
and
to the game getting disconnected.
Getting disconnected or even completely getting disconnected from Xbox Live.
Right. And this hasn't started happening until
they did this update.
Yeah, until they did that update. And Bungie doesn't want to take, like, they don't want to take responsibility for it. They keep blaming, you know, oh,
ISP, your router settings are messed up.
Yeah, stuff like that. Oh, you got to mess with your ports. And who the fuck wants to mess with your ports?
It was really hilarious that some guy put in the forums, like, hey, I fixed it. I bought like an $80 modem and it works fine. I have to apologize to Bungie for getting so mad. I'm like, whoa, you're an idiot.
Right?
You shouldn't have to pay $80 to play a game that you bought.
Yeah, right? And because there's like a whole slew of people having this problem, and it only started since the patch.
And
you
want to know where in those patch notes? Network fixes.
Yeah.
That's in the patch notes of that patch.
And the guy spends $90.
Yeah, and so are you going to spend $80 to buy a new modem to play Bungie, which, you know, like, obviously people aren't having this problem with other games. It's Bungie. They're having a problem with Destiny.
Yeah. I can watch stuff. It's not my Xbox Live. I can play other games. It's fine. It's just Destiny. And what was funny is I made Rachel watch. I couldn't land anywhere with my hunter. I couldn't do anything.
What do you mean?
Right.
I couldn't go to the tower. I couldn't
load
land
screens
on any planet.
Yeah.
My Titan, I played for like 2 hours straight. Didn't have a problem.
Wow.
That's
crazy. Yeah,
doesn't
it's
make
crazy.
Any sense. I was doing the same exact thing. They're around almost the same exact level. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, it's really weird. It's a big problem because Bungie just doesn't want to take responsibility for it.
Yeah. And the Iron Banner ends tonight, and there apparently haven't been enough people either complaining or having this problem, but people are raging on the forums for them to extend the Iron Banner due to the fact that people haven't been able to play it.
Right. Well, like you were saying, you were getting kicked. Like, when you
it got so bad, it was every other game I was getting kicked.
Right. So,
This kind of leads us into our next topic, which we took from an article from Polygon, and we kind of want to talk about it because we've had a ton of games lately, like Bungie, like Destiny, who is broken video games are the new norm.
Any game from Ubisoft late this year.
Yeah. EA has had huge problems with their launches and with their games. Yeah, Ubisoft, Assassin's Creed Unity has had horrendous problems, and have gotten really bad reviews because of these horrendous problems.
Even the Master Chief Collection is...
People can't play multiplayer.
Yeah.
Yeah, part of this article read... All of them, talking about the video games, required a patch to either fix issues or deliver upon promises made in the run up to a game. It has a list here of a lot of the games, and all of these I recognize from, you know, because we hear about it. We hear about all the, you know, either we bought the game and we've had problems, or we hear about, oh yeah, that game had issues when it launched. The Master Chief Collection, Drive Club, Dragon Age Inquisition, Destiny, Grand Theft Auto 5, Call of Duty Advanced Warfare.
Battlefield 4 had problems too.
Yeah, Battlefield 4. Of these needed patches day one, or like they needed patches day one, or they were so broken that, you know, there had to be some huge patch in, you know, the first couple days of release.
I thought it was interesting how he said that there was a common theme that started to crop up with Far Cry 3, Assassin's Creed, Black Flag, The Crew, Watch Dogs, and The Division. Now, of course, The Division's not out yet, but he said that these were all open-world games that leaned heavily on either single-player or multiplayer games. So it's almost like there's some kind of correlation between it being open-world and leaning one way or the other. That maybe there's some kind of problem with that. I thought that's a really interesting point.
Yeah.
But I mean, I don't know maybe why some of the issues, but like Master Chief Collection, Dragon Age Inquisition, well, Dragon Age Inquisition is open world, but Master Chief Collection isn't. Destiny, I wouldn't really call open world.
It's open-ish.
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 But these Call of Duty Advanced Warfare, but these are multiplayer games. Like, developer, like, they're having to put out, like, Dragon Age Inquisition, you had to download a patch before you could even play it.
I think the biggest thing is the fact that these aren't companies, these aren't small little companies that are like, oh, yeah, these are, my bad, sorry that happened. It was more like, sorry, we're too busy getting all our money. Let us fix it a week from now, and then we'll worry about it. Oh, crap, our stock is plummeting. Let's fix it.
Right.
That's essentially what happened to Ubisoft is... Once their stock dropped, they panicked. And for, I think it dropped by 10 points. I could be wrong. Because of the Assassin's Creed release. And it just, it's like, they instead of trying to meet the deadline, it's like, well, it's going to come out on that day anyway. Broken or not. We're going to put it out this day. It doesn't matter. So we can't always get mad at the developer, you know, for making the game when the publisher is probably giving them a maybe unrealistic release date. We've seen a lot of games push back. Battlefield Hardline got pushed back, something else. Bloodborne's been pushed back. And I'm sure it's because companies are sick and tired, and so are people, consumers, of these horrible launches. It's giving Ubisoft a horrible name. It's giving EA a bad name. So hopefully they start doing something.
Yeah,
the article brought out about beta testing games and how, you know, like there's been a big thing, and it's something that kind of like it pisses me off, is a big thing has been, oh, if you pre-purchase this game, or if you do, you know, if you do this or you do this, or you buy into the beta, you can play the beta. Like, it's been a huge deal lately. Like, there's been a lot of games that, oh yeah, you can play this game if you, you know, pre-purchase it, and you'll be able to beta test it for this weekend. or oh, you can, you know, buy into the alpha, or you can buy into the beta, has been a huge, like, is becoming a norm. And that leaves out a lot of games that should be more widely beta tested. We saw Battlefield Hardline that had a beta, it had a stress test weekend, and they're like, oh yeah, we fixed a bunch of stuff. We're going to have another beta test weekend to fix all this.
But Josh, basically what? Why pay your testers when your testers can pay you?
Exactly.
Yeah, but the article brought out that they're not having enough testers. Like, they need to have a larger test field.
Yeah, because they want to get they want their testers to pay them. That's why.
Well, it's ridiculous, and it's part of the reason that we're not having a lot of these. Because for a while we were having a ton of open betas for a bunch of different games. It's part of the reason that we're having a lot of these issues with releases.
And at least some of these companies, I know 343, they put out a fix, I think, a couple of days ago, and they released a statement either today or yesterday saying that there are still too many players being affected by this problem, and, you know, we're striving our best to fix it. There are some companies that do notice a problem, and they are trying, unless you're Bungie, and it's just your fault that their servers don't work.
Nope, it's not their fault. Nope. Not our fault. They're just in denial.
Did you turn your modem on?
Oh, goodness. All right, so maybe to a little bit more happier topic, Evolve. The DLC for Evolve will be free. What do you guys think about that?
Reading this article, it really makes me think that DLC is evolving.
Ha!
I tried so hard. I tried so hard.
You did so well, Ian. So well.
Yeah, is pretty cool. If you buy Evolve, all of the future DLC will be free to everyone. The reasoning behind this is, which I saw this in Battlefield 3. I bought Battlefield 3 early, and I bought all of the DLC. Some of my friends bought Battlefield 3, but they did not buy the DLC. So when I was playing with them, it was kind of a bummer because we had to get on servers, and the servers were kind of dead, or it was really hard to find a server because, 80% of the community was on the new servers, and 20% of the community were all on the old maps. So, anyways, their statement to IGN was, we can't break the community up, so all of our maps will be free. We never want anyone to get booted off a server because they haven't bought something. So that's really cool.
That's a good company right there.
It is. And I like how they're allowing it to where there's still DLC that you can buy, like characters and monsters. And if one of us were to buy that and we didn't have it, apparently the game gets upgraded. It says enhanced. I'm not sure if that means that you get to partake with them, or you can choose one of their characters or monsters.
No, it means you'll be getting the maps free, and you can buy character. Yeah, you'll be able to buy additional characters besides the ones that are released with the game, and you'll be able to buy additional monsters. What they meant by your game will be enhanced is, you'll be able to play with other characters, play against those other monsters. You just won't be able to play as those characters or as those monsters, but you'll still be able to play on, all of the maps. You'll be able to play with other people. Like, if your friends wanted to buy a new monster or a new character, you totally be able to play with them, with those new characters, and see them and see how they play and stuff like that.
Do you think that this could turn into pay to win, though? Because I'm not sure how different the characters and monsters are than to the normal ones, to the DLC ones. Like, you're going to be some kind of advantage.
From all the interviews and stuff that we've seen, we've seen there's already a very several different kinds of monsters. You know, there's like
there's only two out right now. They haven't shown the third one yet.
But those two are so different. There's like the normal ground pounder monster, and then there's like this flying, floating, like a flea hit and run attack monster. And, you know, like both of those monsters are balanced in their own ways. And I don't think like, and the characters that they have, like some of them have like really interesting things, but then the others have, you know, their other really interesting thing. So I'm kind of looking at it like League of Legends. Like there's so many different champions, but each of the champions has their own strengths and weaknesses. So I don't think it'll be a pay to win. I think they'll try to, you know, I think they're going to try to keep all of the monsters and all of the different characters pretty interchangeable and
balanced.
Balanced.
Yeah, that would make sense.
I'll be happy when it comes out.
Yeah, I'm going to be happy about it too.
So you know, I was gonna. You
all
know,
right, go
make,
ahead. Go
I
ahead.
Was gonna make fun of Bohemia for you know.
Go ahead.
They've been
go ahead.
They've been very
do,
busy.
Do your segue.
Yeah, my horrible segues.
You should totally do it. I love all your segues.
So Bohemia has been really busy. They've been making another DZ game.
They've been working on DayZ.
No. They came out with a browser game called Mini DayZ, which is free.
Yep.
It looks like I crapped on my screen and smeared it all over it.
It literally looks like the first Fallout game.
It's a
which was made in like the 90s.
Yeah, it's like it's a 2D top down Mini DayZ. That's I have no problem with this game. Like, I have no problems with the game itself. I have a problem with the fact that DayZ is so effing broken, and they decided, oh, let's make a mini DayZ.
Yeah, I'm sure this didn't take a lot of resources, but it's not the point.
Well,
that
I mean,
one guy who spent an hour doing this could have fixed the stupid bird noises in the freaking game that sound like people drinking or shooting or reloading. Nope, that's just a bird.
Yeah, but
he
guess
could have
what?
Fixed that instead of done this.
Because there's only because you what, know there's guys? Only the one guy that works on DayZ, and they're like, hey, instead of working on DayZ, we need to work you on Mini DayZ for a day.
$10 says that you can drive cars in this, so.
Oh, hey, you know something that Mini DayZ has over DayZ, though? The zombies don't run through walls.
So basically what we're saying is this game is probably better than DayZ.
It might be probably less. Actually,
there's no multiplayer, though.
You know what's right? sad? Yeah, there is no multiplayer. What's sad is that... the inventory system is still a pain in the ass.
That was
and there was
purpose.
Something else. Oh, and like anytime you punch a zombie, you're still most likely to start bleeding. Like even the simple 2D game, they couldn't freaking do
Rocket's
it right.
probably in the background. No. We want to do realistic melee combat. Dude, it's like a 2-bit game, man. No. We're gonna do realistic melee. It's a survival game. Dude, it's just a browser game, man. Just implement it. Okay.
Maybe it has those classic bird opening cans and shot sounds.
Yeah, what's that hopefully. Noise? Oh, it's a bird.
It's a bird.
It's a drunk bird, apparently.
when you go to face a zombie, it like changes, goes into a loading screen, goes into like one of those third person turn-based RPG games. You're fighting a zombie.
You used
it's all choreographed.
Melee. It wasn't very effective.
Wasn't very effective. Yeah, that is. You used melee. It wasn't very effective. Do that about 4 times. Run away. It's not very effective. It just chased you through all the walls and ate you.
You are dead.
You are dead. You used drink. It doesn't work because it's bugged.
You used drink 8 times. It finally worked. Oh, you're out of water.
All of your inventory disappeared.
Hey, I swapped backpack, guys. All your inventory is gone. No!
You logged on. It created a new character. What? You walk in a building. You fall through the roof.
It, you know, even
you get
though
handcuffed,
poke,
you die.
Yeah, you got handcuffed. You're
best
dead.
Death ever. Yeah. Even though we complain so much, I was thinking about DayZ and even Destiny. I can't stop playing Destiny unless I get kicked off so much I can't play. I still play Destiny. Still play DayZ.
What was it that guy said in the Honest trailer about the crap?
It's awful, but why the fuck do we keep playing it?
Yeah. It's like you just can't stop. And the reason why, it's fun. It's a fun game. It annoys you to death, but it's fun.
The game we all keep complaining about. But
either that,
stop,
we're
playing.
All masochists, and we just like, you know, the brutality of it.
I could believe that from Josh. I mean, he named League like his top five like four times. But I love it. God.
I hate League so much.
It's a love hate relationship.
So, Ian, what's up with this? Far Cry 4 is not going to be supporting dual core processors.
Who cares about dual core? Okay. Nobody has dual core.
Well, no, the reason they're talking about dual core is that I almost said in the video, oh my God, Intel came out with a really cheap processor that is a dual core, but it was unlocked. Like, the only unlocked chip you could get was like a 4690K, and it's like $210. I think they're calling it the Pentium K that way because it has a really long number that I don't care to, you know, remember. It's like $70. Well, when you overclock it, you're able to play most simple games at a, you know, a decent quality. So it became a good budget gaming rig. You buy a crap motherboard that could at least do overclocking, you'd overclock it, and you'd be fine. You know, you saved a bunch of money. And plus, most games the past few years have only used, like, one core. Multi-core usage really hasn't been a thing in games lately. There have been some games that take, that use it and take advantage of it, but probably 9 times out of 10, it just doesn't matter. Well, apparently some people, because I don't think this was officially put out, that Ubisoft said, oh, if you have a dual core, you can't play it. There are people on the forum saying they couldn't even launch the game or do anything if they had a dual core. And basically, I see this as a good and bad thing. This is a good thing because there are cheap quad cores out there. AMD makes a ton. And, you know, Intel's quad core offerings, even if they're not unlockable, are still good budget gaming options. And the more that we see them take CPU utilization, you know, like we talked about earlier, these open world games, that's just not working on your GPU. That also works a lot on your CPU. And the more open world games we see, I think the more and more you're going to see the CPU requirements rise and rise. So whereas we may have to spend more money on gaming, I think it will be worth it for what we're going to get, you know?
Cool. Yeah, that would make sense, I suppose.
Yeah, I mean, we want graphics to be pushed, you know, especially
push more features or, you know, anything.
Right.
Most people today anyway buy multi-core processors, especially if they wanted to stream. So, and most everybody streams now. So, I don't think the article is that big of a deal. But like I said, I think it will be worth it, even if we have to pay more money.
Yeah. Mostly a forewarning to anybody that does have a dual-core CPU. A lot of people are reporting that Far Cry 4, it just flat-out refuses to work with straight You can join me
whenever I try to say Malibu. You could say
Ducour. We need Ducour pasta, sir. Anyway.
You just went from French to like Chinese.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
French Chinese, man. The French Chinese.
Oh God.
Goodness.
We just got super racist really quickly.
You let him host the show.
Yeah, that was your fault, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, so I bought Dragon Age.
Yeah.
Yep.
Since we haven't played it, how is it?
It's awesome, man. I'm loving it.
I want it really badly. I need to play the first one and just kind of skip the second one and play the third one.
Just like blow through the second one as fast as you can, because it does tie in a little bit.
Relevant to? Oh, okay.
Yeah, it actually ties into both of them decently. So I thought that was pretty interesting.
I've never played a Dragon Age, so I have no idea.
I got it on Steam for like $5, and I plan on playing it at some point. Like 90% of my games.
I love it, right? I'm only like 24 hours into the game, and it's like a 90-hour plus game. Well, it's like a 90-hour plus game.
That's way worth your money right there.
Yeah. I mean, that's what IGN said, that it took them 90 hours to roll the credits.
Is that...
So... And
is
I've
that main
24
story
hours
quest,
in,
though? Or is that like including side stuff?
That's... I've tried.
Usually they just do main story stuff. Yeah. IGN doesn't usually do anything extra.
I mean, I Googled it and was like, how long should it take? And people were like, oh, you know, I can take 200 hours and blah, blah, blah. But that's probably like completion.
Look at Oblivion, though. I mean, Oblivion's like, took a long time.
And I've pretty much been doing that. Like, I'm trying to unlock like everything in each area as I go through it. So, you know, like getting all the points of interest and, you know, doing all the little side quests and stuff like that. So my 24 hours into the game is not actually that much, because I am doing so much extra stuff. But so far it's really awesome. The open world of it is pretty good. It's not, you know, it's like you load into a zone and the zone itself is open world. You know, you can pretty much go anywhere within that zone, and they're pretty big zones. So you get a horse, and it can still take you a little bit if you want to actually walk across the whole zone, but there's fast traveling, which, I don't know. I like fast traveling, 'cause you know, it makes it easy to get around, but it also kind of
breaks the immersion.
It doesn't make the world feel as big.
Yeah. I completely agree with you on 100% on that.
Yeah, but for convenience sake, it's really nice. You could not use it if you really, you know, if you don't want to, you could totally not use it. But
is there a way you could lock yourself out of it? Like, you can't, it's not available.
So. I think it would just be a personal choice not to use it.
It's called self-control.
Yeah, self-control. I mean, the zones are really big, though, because like I was in a zone for like a really long time doing quest, and I was just about done with the zone, pretty much completed all of the quests, was just going around mopping up some of the like the achievable stuff, unlocking some of the, you know, like points of interest or vistas or whatever you want to call them. And I just came across like this kind of broken down temple in one of the zones. I was like, whoa, you know, haven't seen that before, and I've been in the zone forever. So they're pretty decently big. The combat is a lot of fun. I'm playing on just normal for my first time through, and I'm playing an archer, something that I haven't played an archer in any of the games. I've played, you know, like rogues with daggers and stuff. So I was like, you know, I'm just gonna play an archer, and it's been fun. I like it. First time I found a dragon, the dragon I think is like level 12 and I was level 8. And that thing kicked my ass. Dude, I got owned, man. I like all three of my companions died and I like stealthed and ran for it. I'm like, screw it, I'm out. That thing kicked my butt. And there was another time when I was walking through like a coastal area and I came across
a dragon and a giant fighting. And I like hid behind a boat that was beached and watched them fight for a little bit. And then I like attacked the dragon and it flew off. So that was pretty cool. And the dragons, they like knock down, you know, they can knock down some of the environment and stuff. One of them was like flying over me, throwing fireballs at me. And it like ran into like this rocky spire and knocked off some of the chunks and, you know, that fell. And so that was really cool. The music, this is something that's just more of like, I don't know. It's like a personal taste slash enjoyment for me is like whenever you go into the taverns, they have like minstrels in there and they actually are playing like really good music. Like, you know, like a lot of that music from like Skyrim and stuff. That's so good. They're playing like legitimately like, oh my God, I could just sit here and listen to this. So it's really cool to go into like different taverns and stuff.
BioWare's always done a good job.
Yeah. I was about to say music and BioWare have always been really well. Done well.
Right. So they've done an excellent job with that. The story so far, I haven't gotten through the main plot so far. Like I've just made my first huge decision. You know, that like huge black and white decision that you have to make. I just got to like that first one, 24 hours in, but like
just close your eyes and pick it random.
It's like the first major plot divergence. So I did that, and so I'm not very far in, but so far the story is really cool. Pretty straightforward so far. But still very interesting. You know, I keep wanting to go further, discover more. The biggest thing I think right now I have a problem with it is, you know, how you're forming an Inquisition, you're forming an army for, you know, I won't say any reason for activities, you know, we're all going out on a group outing. We're going to go, do some like truth falling where the partner catches you and
yeah.
I keep bringing up like I'm not like I haven't gotten very far in the main storyline. 24 hours in, but I don't feel like I've gotten very far because I've done a lot of crafting and stuff and all of the achievements and whatnot. But so far, like, I don't feel like my army is growing. There's not a very good pill for that, Josh. there's not a good visual representation of like how strong your army is getting or how weak your army is.
To make a mirror for that.
Oh my God, dude. Oh Lord. Anyway, so that's my biggest problem right now is like I don't really see my army growing and like growing stronger, getting bigger and stuff like that. Shut up, Ian. Anyways, so that's like my only complaint right now. I don't know if it's going to change. I don't really see it changing, but it could. I don't know what's going to happen. But like I just recruited like this big organization into my army and like I don't see any sign of them at my main camp. You know, except for like maybe one or two extra people. So
they're
it's
on
like,
holiday.
Yeah, apparently. So that's kind of a bummer. I was expecting to like, because like early on I was finding like banners and stuff. So I was like, oh, you know, pretty soon I'm going to be like stringing up banners and like upgrading my fort and stuff like this. And none of that's really happened. So I was kind of a little disappointed with that. But like I said, the story, the music, open world, gameplay is all really good. Crafting's pretty good. There's a few like minor annoyances. Like I had to unequip some people's stuff. I couldn't like craft it while it was on them. So that was really annoying. Like I couldn't upgrade it while they still had it equipped. But overall, like other than like minor nuisances, the crafting system is really cool. It's really fun. You can craft your own armor. You can like...
make upgrades for it and insert the upgrades and stuff like that. And with different materials, you can upgrade different statistics, so you can custom make some of your armor for how you want to play and stuff like that. So it's really cool. One thing I really liked is when you get a new companion, instead of them having points already spent, which was kind of annoying in like the first and second Dragon Age, is like I got a new guy and I was like, I don't want this stuff on him. You know, I want him to be something else. He's an archer, but he has like mixed skills, and it was very kind of annoying. This one, you know, they don't have any skills when you pick them up, and you can spend all of the points exactly how you want them to be built for how you play the game. So I really like that. Do you guys have like any questions for me, or so that's pretty much all
Does the combat seem as fun as it did during the E3 demo? Because that was like something that really attracted me, was the combat just looked, what? Yeah.
I mean, you can move around a decent bit. You know, it's still a Dragon Age game, so it's not, you know, it's not like Wildstar crazy or anything. But yeah, you can move around a different bit. Like with my archer, I have like the skill that like he like jumps, does a backflip, and like shoots 5 arrows, and it's a movement skill. So, you know, I can like back away from people, do some damage to them, and get away from, you know, that person that has aggro on me. So that's pretty cool. It's kind of like it's a good in between, I think, between Dragon Age 1 and 2. Dragon Age 2 was like really, you know, like had like really fast attacks, and everything was like over the top. They slowed down the combat just slightly. But it's not as stand still and, you know, press your buttons as Dragon Age 1. So it's a lot of fun. I like the combat. I haven't been able to fight a dragon without insta dying yet. but when I was fighting the giant, that was pretty fun. Made me move around a bit and stuff. So, yeah, the combat's a lot of fun, I think.
How many characters have you sexed so far?
I have sexed none. They are not very, you know, they're not very giving it up to me. Yeah, I'm having trouble seducing them. I am a dude, and I've got 2 girls that I can flirt with. No, I got three girls I can flirt with, and none of them have taken to my advances so far. Yeah, I got a guy I can flirt with,
they make a pill for that, by the way.
Is Felicia Day's character still in the game, or is she gone away with Felicia Day's character that they put in?
She was in a DLC for Dragon Age 2.
Who was she?
She was an assassino. Or something. I don't know.
I don't think she's in there then. There are characters from the first one and the second one, though, which is really cool. And apparently Morgana is supposed to be in it, but I haven't found her yet, so.
I want to do her too.
Morgana.
You always say Morgana.
Gotta do Morgana. Morgan. God! Morgan. She's hot.
That's hilarious. So, do you guys want to buy a Wii?
I know my wife wants me to buy a Wii U just for the new Zelda.
I wanted to buy a Wii after watching somebody play Super Smash Brothers.
Super Smash Brothers has always been fun, though. It's like, if you're gonna have a Wii, you just have to have that game.
Yeah,
it's like.
I could get away with just owning that. I mean, there's other stuff I want, like Mario Kart 8 looks freaking awesome. That new Toad game, you know, you play as Toad from Mario. It looks really fun.
Oh, yeah, I think I've seen that, yeah.
Yeah, and then what, Yarn Yoshi is coming out or is out. It's just one of those, like, classic systems that makes you want to feel like a kid again.
It has a lot of classic games on it.
Yeah.
Like the two that I would totally have would be Super Smash Brothers.
And you're sitting around going, why'd I spend this much money on an indie game machine? Oh, wait, a PS4. Would you buy a Wii?
No.
I'm probably going to end up.
The new Super Smash Brothers is supposed to have like 8 players.
What?
Yeah, can't you like use the GameCube controllers or something for it?
Well, I think you use the controller that has the Wii U controller with the screen.
Dude, you're cutting in and out, man.
Yeah.
You're lagging. Yeah. If you can use 8 players, it's like 4 wireless and 4 connected, I think.
And they make like a little router thing for GameCube controllers.
Yeah.
I'm glad they did that because
awesome. I mean, it was on the first one was on the 64. It's a classic. All of them have been really good. And I'm probably going to get at some point a Wii U just because my wife is going to force me to buy one for, you know, the Zelda games. So, which I really enjoy Zelda too, so I won't be too distraught over that one.
It's just one of those things where you're going to play a handful of games and you're like, why am I spending so much money on this?
Yeah, I mean, it's not amazing. It's like, you're not going to go out and buy, you know, all of the new games and crap like that, because it's like, not a lot of the games are that interesting on it.
Yeah.
It's like, why would you ever buy Watch Dogs on a Wii U?
Because it's the only thing you could buy it on.
But hey, it's got Zelda.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I said. That's one of the bigger ones that I'm going to get it for.
Honestly, would you not buy an amiibo, really? You guys know what I'm talking about?
I do not.
What?
Amiibo?
Yeah. It's like, what was that thing called? Like these little toys that have like a sensor in them. And God, what was that called? It was like really popular.
About, like, the little pet, like the pet things that everybody took to school?
No. Oh my God. Somebody will remind me at some point, but not now. It's like a toy, basically. And, like, I think it can level up and do a bunch of other stuff. And it, like, saves the information on the toy. You guys don't remember that present? I guess I was the only one that watched the Nintendo presentation. but they're like copying a specific game that has already done this, and I can't remember what it was called. So anyway,
it's the stupid things that they're selling to get more money. I remember that.
Yeah, but I would totally buy a Yoshi amiibo, whatever. Sounds like a disease.
I'm sorry, you have amiibo.
But
well,
dude,
hey,
how long do you have? I'd totally buy one. It's a cute little Yoshi, man.
Dude, I think it's total bullcrap, man. It's just way to get money.
And then you can have them all on
such
your TV.
Such a money grab.
And have Samus, Zelda, and Link.
And they're like
only
$20 for each figurine.
It's actually only $13.
Yeah,
only
I remember.
$13 freaking dollars. Holy shiitake mushrooms. Holy crap, dude. Only $13 for a freaking... Oh, my God. Plus, you have to buy the games.
And they're supposed to be coming out with a bunch of... Skylanders!
Skylanders. It's based off Skylanders.
I got it!
Which is another stupid money grab.
Yeah, it's like that.
It was really popular, though.
Yeah, it was. That's why Nintendo's doing it. And it's supposed to be implemented in several games, so
at least Nintendo's games work on launch.
Okay, we do joke around about that, but honestly, they take a lot of pride and they are very careful, and it's going to come out when it's ready. They're not going to rush nothing. They don't need to.
Yeah. Well, I mean, think about it. When was the last time you heard of a big debacle over a Wii
or
Wii U game?
The last debacle with Nintendo I remember is the stupid not letting anybody put up gameplay footage on YouTube. That's the last debacle I remember.
That wasn't on like a system, like a game.
I'm trying to find something wrong and I can't.
Fuck you, Nintendo. Nobody likes you. You're not even a system. You're not even addiction console. You don't even count.
They, if they dropped in price by like $100, I'd buy one.
Yeah, I'd pay like $200 or something.
It's too expensive.
Yeah.
It's way too expensive.
I'd much rather buy a PS4 or Xbox One before I bought a Wii U.
Obviously. You shouldn't even be saying Xbox One, Mister. I'm getting a PlayStation 4.
Oh, hell yeah. I'm getting a PlayStation 4.
Sell out.
Master Chief is not enticing enough for Josh.
Yeah. If you buy Xbox One,
I
before,
suck at the multiplayer nowadays. I was good at Halo 1 and I was pretty good at Halo 2. And after that, I just sucked.
If I could get Jen Taylor on the show, would you, and get her to tell you to play Halo, would you do it?
If she plays with me, yeah.
Well, that will never happen.
I love you, Jen Taylor.
And now she'll never be on the show. Good job. So.
Yes. Yeah. So.
The gaming stuff.
I think that's about the end of the show.
Yeah. Yep.
It's Mr. Joshy Boo.
Aren't you getting
you want me to just like.
There's only a minute 30 left. I realized when I sent you that 4 minute.
our ship set sail. We're leaving. Hasta la vista. That's your show for tonight. That's Rage Quit Radio. Follow us on the stuff that we have.
Facebook, you know,
like Twitter, and Facebook, and we even stream sometimes. Rage Quit Radio. Yeah, just Google it because I don't really know what the link is. So.
League of Failures.
Google Rage Quit Radio Twitter, and you'll probably find us, or Rage Quit Radio Facebook, and you'll find us. Don't be lazy like me. Maybe that's what we should do to get followers. Send them links.
That's what we do on Facebook, you idiot.
But they need a link to get to the Facebook.
Oh! I'm going to kill them in the show.